Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin DeVos and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy, it's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy, it's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
that I'm talking about. Why can't we live together? Music from Timmy Thomas on a Monday morning. Man, nice groove on that song. Hey, why can't we live together? That's the question. And they may be asking that today in Michigan. By the way, it is 10 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show, and evidently a brawl broke out among Republican lawmakers in Michigan. I have a story here from The Independent that says a violent brawl breaks out at Michigan Republican committee meeting. Tensions stemming from budget questions boiled over in the committee meeting. And it says here, while the scuffles may be verbal, as leading Republicans jostle to become the party's 2024 presidential nominee, down at the state level, things have actually turned physical, at least in Michigan, and not for the first time. Tensions boiled over within the Michigan Republican Party on Saturday, resulting in an altercation at a hotel to which the police were called. The Republican State Committee came together for a meeting at the Doherty Hotel in Clare, Michigan. As members have been feuding over the party's direction and the leadership approach of the new chairwoman, Christina Caramo, the Detroit News reports, some Michigan Republicans arriving at the venue on Saturday were frustrated to find the meeting was limited only to members of the state committee and was taking place behind a locked door. It says here, in an interview with the Detroit News, James Chapman, a Republican from Wayne County, said he had traveled to Clare for the meeting but was forced to listen to it through a locked door. Mr. Chapman said he and others said the Pledge of Allegiance together in the lobby outside the meeting, after which he jiggled the doorknob of the meeting room. It was then that Mark DeYoung, chairman of the Clare County Republican Party, approached the door, saw someone flip him off through a small window, and opened it. Quote, this is the quote, and I don't think I'm saying any words that would get me in trouble with the FCC in this quote, but the quote from Mr. DeYoung says, he kicked me in my balls as soon as I opened the door. Aaron, are you allowed to say that on the radio? I think so. I didn't say any bad words.
You're allowed to say that.
And that's a quote from Mr. DeYoung, adding that Mr. Chapman ran at him and slammed him into a chair. These are Republicans in Michigan I'm talking about. Mr. DeYoung gave his account to the outlet over the phone from an emergency room, where he said he was being treated for a broken rib. For his part, Mr. Chapman alleges that Mr. DeYoung had swung at him and said, quote, I'll kick your butt. Only he used a different word that starts with an A. Mr. DeYoung denies this happened. Continuing, Mr. Chapman says he removed his glasses, took Mr. DeYoung by the legs, and knocked him down. Quote, when you see me taking my glasses off, I'm ready to rock. End quote. Multiple police officers were at the scene after the scuffle, and Mr. DeYoung said he intended to press charges against Mr. Chapman. Quote, we're so divided, Mr. DeYoung said from the hospital. I just wish we would come together. Just like the song, right? It's like, why can't we live together? This is also not the first time internal tensions have erupted. The Washington Post reported in June, but last month, quote, at least four county parties in Michigan have been at open war with themselves, with members suing one another or putting forward competing slates that claim to be in charge. The night before an April state party meeting, two Republican officials got into a physical altercation in a hotel bar over an attempt to expel members, end quote. Other tension stems from criticism of Ms. Caramo, who became the chairwoman in February for not providing more information about fundraising and spending. The Post also reported that she has struggled to raise money and abandoned the party's longtime headquarters. Ms. Caramo had recently removed Matt Johnson, the budget committee chairman, citing, quote, dereliction of duty and several other grievances. Mr. Johnson had said spending was, quote, so far out of proportion with income as to put us on the path to bankruptcy, end quote. The Michigan Republican Party was trounced in the 2022 midterms. Ms. Karamo lost a run for Secretary of State in November by 14 percentage points to her Democrat rival. Maybe it should say Democratic rival. And has found itself out of power in the state legislature for the first time in four decades. Republicans out of power in Michigan for the first time in four decades. The Democratic Party also controls the state Senate, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer comfortably won re-election by 11 points in November of 2022. Whitmer, of course, a Democrat. Continuing internal struggles will likely make it even harder for a Republican candidate to take the state in 2024's presidential election. Well, we can only hope that's the case, but it doesn't look good for the Republicans in Michigan right now. In fact, it looks like things are coming to blows at the big Republican meeting over the weekend. It's 16 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock. Going to take a quick break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sunny, warm, and a little humid again today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by late afternoon into this evening. And one or two of those could be strong to severe, so be weather aware later today into tonight. Our high 90 this afternoon. The wind will be southwest at 10 to 20. 56 tonight, tomorrow, mostly sunny. Cooler with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Somewhere 23 minutes after 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. Hope you're having a good day. Stu Daniels with you inside your radio, and today we are discussing several different scientific topics. Hey, Aaron, my producer, were you a big science student when you were in school? Were you a fan of the science class and get good grades in science? How did you do?
Yeah, definitely. The one that was the most difficult was chemistry, just because doing the actual experiments, like I remember this one, the sludge test, where you just got a bunch of junk and had to try and figure out what substances were all in there. That was really hard.
Mm.
But yeah, overall, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, science is a great thing, man. And I know that not everybody digs science class in school, but when you have an understanding of science and how science works, you have a better understanding of the world around you. And today we've been discussing different aspects of science, mainly water so far, drinking water. We discussed the fact that PFA is now being found in about 45% of water throughout the United States and about 40% of drinking water sources here in Wisconsin. And we also discussed the beaches and how beaches are often closed these days because of runoff that has fecal bacteria in it, which closes the beaches. And we also discussed the mayfly issue, the mayflies coming off the Mississippi River or near the Mississippi River may not be as thick these days as they used to be. And that may seem like a good thing, but when you talk about the food chain and the wildlife that rely on those mayflies, then there may be an issue that we need to know more about. So just before the break, we were talking about how or at least during a previous segment, we were talking about how you could get involved if you want to be a citizen scientist and help count the mayfly population. But something else that's in the news, or especially science related, that's in the news that we need to discuss and that you should understand whether you're into science or not, is what's going on with our weather and the climate and this incredible heat wave that's just baking big portions of the United States. And obviously, when places like Wisconsin have temperatures in the 90s day after day, then there are other places down south where people are just baking in the heat. I have a story here from the New York Times, and it says the Southwest bakes with more heat on the way. Phoenix could be on track to break its record of 18 consecutive days with temperatures above 110 degrees as a heat dome has settled over the desert Southwest. Imagine being someone who works outside down in the Phoenix area day after day. You know, here in Wisconsin, if we get a day or two above 90, yeah, you know, it's warm, it's hot, but you know that in just a few days, it'll probably be, you know, back in the low 80s or something for a high. But in the Phoenix area, they've been above 110 degrees for 18 consecutive days with no relief in sight. And this story says, as the heat engulfed Tucson, Arizona on Sunday afternoon, yesterday, six people, part of a new mutual aid group they call Gatorade, were dropping 7-pound bags of ready ice on the hot sidewalks and loading coolers with hundreds of bottles of water and Gatorade. Every Sunday for the past month, the group has been bringing beverages to downtown Tucson and distributing them to those in need, they said, quote, "You can see how badly people need it," one of the volunteers, Hershey Long, 35 years old, said. "It's great to see that people can have a bit of relief." Within 40 minutes, there were only 4 bottles of water left. A few hours later, volunteers returned with restocked supplies. They found the Tucson Fire Department treating a man with a heat-related illness. Paramedics draped wet towels over him and loaded him into an ambulance. So serious heat-related issues going on in the southwestern portion of the United States right now. We'll get to more of this story about the extreme heat right after we take a quick break. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden is in the UK, where he met with the Prime Minister at 10 Downing Street and the King at Windsor Castle. Correspondent Vicky Barker has details from London.
The President stood with his hand on his heart as the Welsh Guards played the national anthem, King Charles standing at attention by his side. The body language of the two men was relaxed. They see eye to eye on climate and were meeting with philanthropists and investors about combating climate change.
Next up for the President, a NATO summit in Lithuania. CBS's Tina Kraus is at the foreign desk.
Ukraine is pressing to become a member of the military alliance, but President Biden says the war must end before Ukraine is admitted, or all members could be dragged into conflict with Russia.
Turkey is blocking Sweden's push to join NATO over its concern Stockholm failed to crack down on groups it considers terrorists. Membership must be have unanimous agreement. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thank you. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Guska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says drivers need to slow down. Last year, 118 people were killed by reckless drivers, and the State Patrol handed out over 1,100 tickets for speeders going over 100 miles per hour. A new state law passed earlier this year increased penalties on reckless driving, including up to 6 years of prison time if a reckless driver injures someone else in a crash. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 failed to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million, or about a quarter of the city's budget, for road repairs. The council is expected to take action on the measure at tomorrow night's meeting. And today will be hot, with temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s across northwestern Wisconsin. There is a chance of severe weather later this afternoon and evening across most of the state. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5, The Tap. This is 93.5, The Tap.
Back to the Stu Daniels Show, 9:34 right now on this Monday morning. At 74 degrees in Eau Claire right now. It's 72 degrees up in Hayward. And today on the Stu Daniels Show, we've been discussing quite a few scientific topics, water mainly. But also, just before the break, we were discussing the heat wave, what's going on in several states, especially in the southwestern portion of the United States. Arizona has it really bad off. They've been above 110 degrees for 18 days straight, 18 consecutive days above 110. And there's no end in sight to this. And it makes me wonder why some people aren't willing to believe in science and in scientific data, and why they think that the entire climate change issue is some kind of a hoax. Is it a tribal thing? Is it because if you If you vote for Donald Trump, you can't believe in science? Is that what's going on? I don't know, but there's something funny going on because so many people are in denial these days about what's happening right in front of our eyes. You know, climate change isn't something that's coming in the future. It's here right now. You know, this is going on and people are suffering and dying every day because the climate is out of control. And I know there's somebody yelling at the radio right now saying, oh, it's all a hoax. Can't believe that stuff. Can't believe the scientists. You can't believe the Democrats. As people continue to drop and have to be taken to the hospital in places like Arizona. Just before the break, I was reading from this story in the New York Times. It says, where we left off here, it says, people across the South and the West have been scrambling to find relief over the past week, a task that could get even more daunting as a new blast of heat threatens to settle over the Southwest over the coming week. That's in addition to the past 18 days where it's been over 110 degrees in Phoenix. The heat wave caused by a heat dome of high pressure is now stationed over the desert Southwest. Experts estimate that more than 50 million people across the United States live in the areas expected to have dangerous levels of heat. A range of excessive heat warnings and heat advisories were in place across the region over the weekend. And on Friday, the National Weather Service said that the conditions in Arizona were, quote, rivaling some of the worst heat waves this area has ever seen, end quote. Those outside an air-conditioned comfort dome had it the worst. On Sunday, a few dozen people gathered in Santa Rita Park near downtown Tucson. Some collected bottled water from the Gatorade group that we just mentioned earlier. Others brought it with them. Joseph Whitaker, 51 years old, said he was drinking 3 jugs of water at a nearby soup kitchen every morning. Quote, I'm dying. I have stage 3 kidney disease, so I need water more than you, Mr. Whitaker said. Mateo Calderon, 59 years old, originally from San Luis Potosi, Mexico, is spending his second summer in Tucson. He pays $200 a month to park in someone's backyard. He sleeps in his car or, when it's too hot, on a row of couch cushions on the ground. He can go into the house to shower, store food, and fill up with water. Mr. Calderon explained how important it is to drink water. Quote, I used to go to cooling centers last year, but they're far, he said. Now he chases shade during the day and just tries to stay hydrated. Typically, Arizona faces its hottest temperatures in June and July. Gabriel Lojero, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Phoenix, said on Sunday, so the timing of this heat is not unusual, but what is a cause for concern, he said, is the longevity of the extreme heat. So far, the Weather Service has recorded 9 consecutive days of temperatures above 110 degrees in Arizona, Mr. Lojero said, and the longest stretch the state has seen of consecutive days over 110 degrees was 18 in 1974. Although if you look at the subheadline on this piece in the New York Times now, it does say Phoenix could be on track to break its record of 18 consecutive days with temperatures above 110. Okay, so now I understand it hasn't been 18 days already, but it could be 18 days by the time it's done. Okay, so that makes more sense. It says here that, here's a quote. This is from the gentleman we were just discussing, Mr. Lojero. He says, looking at the current forecast that we have, we're forecasting temperature at least 110 or above for at least the next 7 to 8 days and potentially longer, Mr. Lojero said, adding that this streak could potentially break the 18-day record. Isaac Smith, another meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Arizona, said that, quote, we're going to be looking at these very hot temperatures continuing through the next week. The Weather Service, he added, expects highs to continue to remain above 110 degrees each day. Quote, that's pretty significant for us, even for Phoenix standards. People certainly need to be taking precautions to protect themselves from the heat. People need to keep in mind that heat is the number one weather-related killer in the United States, end quote. A report released by the Maricopa County Department of Public Health last month found that in 2022, there were 425 heat-associated deaths in the county, up 25% from the previous year. More than half of the heat-associated deaths occurred in the month of July, according to the report, and 107 of the deaths occurred on days with an excessive heat warning. Still, throughout the region, people are finding ways to make do and assessing how much of the heat this year is extraordinary and how much just feels like summer in the South and the Southwest. At Heights Mercantile Farmers Market in Houston on Sunday, yesterday, farmers and retailers reflected on the heat so far and were bracing themselves for the rest of the summer. Xander Hernandez, 29, a private chef and sales representative for the farmers at Animal Farm in Cat Spring, Texas, said that the extreme heat was killing the farm's crops, such as lettuce, spinach, kale, and cabbage. The lack of water has been tough, Mr. Hernandez said, adding that he had more produce last year. Drew Blomstrong, 34, who farms about 45 minutes from Houston, said that though the heat was brutal, it wasn't anything he can't deal with or handle. Still, he said, quote, "It's almost like spring didn't even happen. We've skipped planting season for some types of produce due to the intense heat," end quote. Others at the market said they hadn't noticed much of a difference in their crops. Brian Findesign, who works full-time at Irby Ranch in Cat Spring, Texas, said he hadn't noticed anything different and hadn't changed anything on his ranch to adapt to the heat. He said, quote, "Every year is different. Realistically, in my opinion, I don't see anything really crazy so far," he said, who he guided himself with a family journal, which he uses to note the cycles and droughts that occur every 10 years, followed by the rainy season. Quote, "The drought years are harder years. We just prepare because we can see what's going to happen from what we've seen in years past. It's going to provide and it's going to warn you a year before." Elsewhere in Houston, people were mostly avoiding being outside after noon or were doing their best to get by when they had to leave home. One who was out was Mark Morales, 42, an engineering technician who was walking his 19-year-old schnauzer named Moose through the Heights in Houston Sunday afternoon. Mr. Morales has moved the morning walk up from 7 a.m. to 6 a.m., and the walks have gotten shorter. Quote, "Instead of long walks, it's just constant little walks of 15 to 20 minutes with lots of stops," Mr. Morales said. "But a dog's got to do what a dog's got to do." So there they were on Sunday, the streets almost empty, the heat almost 100 degrees, another summer day in Houston at 6 a.m. So the effects of climate change are affecting everybody these days throughout the United States, some places more than others. But obviously, if you live in the Southwest, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, those areas, man, it's got to be difficult right now. One more science story I wanted to get to before we wrapped up the science stuff and got back to a little political stuff following the next break. I just wanted to mention this solar storm that's coming. Hey, Aaron, have you ever seen the Northern Lights?
I have not, at least not in person.
Yeah, I've only seen them a couple times. One time was in Green Bay and the other time was in Milwaukee when we had one of those solar eruptions a few years ago. And it's just amazing. Even at those southern latitudes, you can still just be amazed by the colors dancing in the sky. I'm sure there are people who live up north in Wisconsin that get to see the Northern Lights more often. But this coming week could be a big week for the Northern Lights. They're saying could be available or could be visible in 17 states, especially later in the week. This is a headline from the Associated Press. It says, "A solar storm on Thursday is expected to make the Northern Lights visible in 17 states. Hopefully the skies will be clear, because it sounds like no matter where you are in Wisconsin, you might have a good shot at seeing them. It says here, a solar storm forecast for Thursday is expected to give sky gazers in 17 American states a chance to glimpse the Northern Lights, the colorful sky show that happens when solar wind hits the atmosphere. The northern lights, also known as Aurora Borealis, are most often seen in Alaska, Canada, and Scandinavia. But an 11-year solar cycle that's expected to peak in 2024 is making the lights visible in places farther to the south. 3 months ago, the light displays were visible in Arizona, marking the third severe geomagnetic storm since the current solar cycle began in 2019. The Geophysical Institute at the University of Alaska at Fairbanks has forecast auroral activity on Thursday in Alaska, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, Indiana, Maine, and Maryland, as far south as Maryland. Auroral activity has also been forecast for Canada, including Vancouver. Light displays are expected to be visible overhead in Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Helena, Montana, and low on the horizon in Salem, Oregon, Boise, Idaho, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Annapolis, Maryland, and even Indianapolis, according to the Institute. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Space Weather Prediction Center said people wanting to experience an aurora should get away from city lights and that the best viewing times are between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. local time. Northern lights occur when a magnetic solar wind slams into the Earth's magnetic field and causes atoms in the upper atmosphere to glow. The lights appear suddenly and the intensity varies. A geomagnetic index known as KP ranks auroral activity on a scale from 0 to 9, with 0 being not very active and 9 being bright and active. The Geophysical Institute has forecast a KP6 for Thursday's storm. Keep your eyes to the sky. You're listening to The Stu Daniels Show.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned?
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. ...93.5, The Tap.
Sunny, warm, and a little humid again today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by late afternoon into this evening. And one or two of those could be strong to severe, so be weather aware later today into tonight. Our high 90 this afternoon. The wind will be southwest at 10 to 20. 56 tonight, tomorrow, mostly sunny. Cooler with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Got a job at a local factory. Sent money back home to her family. She said, this is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong. A man arrived.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Final segment here. It's 9:51 right now. And we've been discussing a lot of scientific news today because there's a lot of science in the news today, especially with the water issues going on, PFAS in our drinking water, and fecal matter runoff at our beaches, plus mayflies, maybe fewer in number, which could be a problem for the food chain around the Mississippi River. So those are some of the topics we've been discussing, in addition to the Northern Lights, which we just talked about before the break. But the one thing I wanted to get to in politics today is an announcement by Rebecca Cook that she will be running against Derek Van Orden for the third congressional district seat for Congress. And I have a story here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and it says here, former Eau Claire small business owner Rebecca Cook said she will make another run for Wisconsin's third congressional district in 2024. And I know that many of our listeners are in that district, and that will officially, or I should say this announcement officially kicks off the race for a battleground seat that could play a key role in Democrats' efforts to flip control of the House. So this isn't just a local issue. This isn't just a Wisconsin issue. This could actually affect who controls the House of Representatives in Washington, which obviously makes a big difference, as we are seeing when you got a guy like Mike McCarthy running the show. Weird things happen, or maybe not much happens, but some stuff has happened, right? Anyway, getting back to the story, here's a quote from Ms. Cook. She says, I'm really focused on running a race that people can get behind and that I think really can clear the field. This Cook said in an interview, rural voters are interested, I think, in the perspective that I bring. I want to represent those folks and really work for them to move the needle and make a difference in the lives of everyday people. End quote. Cook's announcement makes her the first Democratic challenger to officially throw her name into a congressional race in Wisconsin. The Democrat from Eau Claire had been eyeing the race since just days after Van Orden flipped the seat red last November and continued to travel the district, speaking with voters in the months since then. It says still a number of Democrats, some of whom ran last year against Cook, are also considering jumping into the race. Still, let's see, we're jumping. It says former CIA officer Deb McGrath, who placed third behind Cook in last year's primary, told the Journal Sentinel last week she has, quote, started to strongly consider mounting another bid. State Senator Brad Pfaff, who lost to Van Orden by 4 points in November, is weighing whether to run for re-election to his state Senate seat or run again for Congress. One factor in Pfaff's decision, a source close to him said, will be whether the state's legislative district lines are redrawn to give Democrats more representation at the state level. The state Supreme Court could hear a challenge to the state's maps as soon as this year. Missy Hughes, CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and a member of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' cabinet, is also considering a bid, according to multiple Democrats in the state. Cook said her campaign will largely build on her 2022 race. She noted she grew up on a dairy farm in the district
and previously ran her own small business, a boutique she closed last year, indicating that she will focus on, quote, economic issues that are really hitting people's pocketbooks. We're still dealing with high inflation and the cost of everyday goods, and being able to afford a mortgage, pay for student loans, she said. Last year, Cook went on a 19-county tour of the district during her campaign and frequently touted her labor endorsements. She performed better than many expected in the primary, winning 11 counties and falling to Pfaff by about 8 points. She said she plans to build a broad coalition, what she calls a Cook coalition, this cycle, claiming she will run a really value-centered campaign that reaches into every section of the sprawling rural Western Wisconsin district. In an interview, Cook painted Van Orden as someone tied to his party leadership and not the people of his district. And she dismissed Van Orden's recent talk of bipartisanship, part of the former Navy SEAL's attempt to redefine himself in Washington after an at times vitriolic 2022 campaign. Quote, at the core, Derek Van Orden is someone that is very ego-centered and really focused on himself, Cook said. I don't think that he's hustling for any of us. I think the special interest in Washington and kind of being Kevin McCarthy's, did I call him Mike McCarthy earlier? I meant to say Kevin McCarthy. And kind of being Kevin McCarthy's lackey is where he's positioned himself, end quote. Well, I guess actually she goes on and she says, as we know, he's not from this district originally, Cook said. He's an actor, an author, a congressman, just seems like another feather in his hat, and not being a true public servant, end quote. Wisconsin's third congressional district is one of just two competitive House seats in the entire state of Wisconsin. The first congressional district held by Republican U.S. Representative Brian Stiles since his election in 2018 is also competitive on paper, though Democrats in the state have recently put more attention on Van Orden's seat. National Democrats, meanwhile, have indicated they will put a focus on both competitive Wisconsin seats this cycle after drawing the ire of many in the state for largely leaving Wisconsin Democrats in the lurch last year as Republican groups rallied behind Van Orden. It looks like we're out of time for today. Goes by so fast when you got so much to discuss. Thanks for tuning in today, everybody. Hope you have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. This is my
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.